So moving right along, we've heard about the Filipino movement. Of course, as we know, there's also a Korean movement. And to talk about that, we have a member of Congress for Korean Reunification. We have a representative, Don Choi. Congress for Reunification is a U.S.-based organization that works towards peaceful reunification of Korea. So please help me in welcoming Mr. Don Choi.
Good evening. The National Democratic Movement of Korea takes the form of people's struggle in pursuit of national liberation and people's democracy. South Korea is occupied militarily by U.S. forces and is subjected to imperialistic domination and exploitation. North Korea is confronted militarily by U.S. with its constant threat of overthrow of socialist establishment. Korea is indeed an important strategic position for global movement for the social change where national democratic movement and socialist revolutionary movement are juxtaposed with modern imperialist force. During the Korean War from 50 to 53, U.S. imperialists and their subordinate Korean forces committed indiscriminate massacre. The purpose of this massacre was to eliminate the root of a future national democratic movement in Korea. It is estimated between 300,000 to 500,000 nationalists were perished. Those who survived had to either go underground or flee to north. After the war, there were no substructure left in South Korea to rebuild national democratic movement. This is the reason why it took another 30 years before emergence of a new generation of national democratic movement in Korea. Toward latter part of 1970s, anti-fascist democratic movement against Park's harsh repression surfaced. But this movement was led by progressive intellectuals and clergies, religious figures and politicians such as Kim Dae-jung and Kim Il-sung, joined by certain progressive student movements. Then, no workers or farmers were organized to take part in this movement. South Korean National Democratic Movement began its revival in early 1980s. The impetus came from the southern city of Gwangju in May of 1980. Where the people of Gwangju rose up against martial law imposed by Chun's military regime. The experience of the people of Gwangju who rose to armed struggle against the government troops and the liberation of the city for nearly 10 days became the crucial motives in the revival of the National Democratic Movement afterward. Gwangju People's Uprising awakened National Democratic Movement of South Korea in following manners. First, it came to realization that the people with the workers and farmers in the center are the main force of the South Korean Democratic Movement. Second, South Korea is indeed a neo-colony of U.S. with its domination on Korea militarily and politically, and also that U.S. exploited on Korean people economically. Anti-fascist democratic movement in the 1970s reached its height with struggle of June of 1987. After that, anti-fascist democratic movement diverged into political movement headed by two Kims and national democratic movement with people, workers, and farmers as their main body. The crumbling of socialist bloc in late 1980s to early 1990s had indeed negative impact on Korean National Democratic Movement. Nevertheless, National Democratic Movement of 1990s developed into class liberation struggle by the people against exploitation by the pro-U.S., U.S. dependent powers, and national liberation struggle against U.S. imperialist domination and intervention. The rapid growth of working class movement took place in mid-1980s. After the great struggle of the workers in summer of 1987, labor unions were organized all over the country, and they were gradually absorbed into National Democratic Movement. And these forces were joined to form Korean Confederation of Trade Unions in 1995, with strong unified leadership. The working class endured the so-called IMF crisis of 1997 and grew stronger. In the year 2000, Democratic Labor Party was chartered. Democratic Labor Party rose to the third party after the last general election and boasted its popularity during last presidential election. The number of farmers are decreasing in part due to industrialization. Nevertheless, in 1990s, farmers' unions were organized most of the villages in the rural areas. In 1990, Korean Farmers League was formed and leads the struggle against importation of U.S. agricultural goods. In South Korean National Democratic Movement, students and youth always played a vital role in the struggle. The student and youth movements work closely in conjunction with workers and farmers, and they are at the forefront of anti-U.S. imperialist struggle. Especially after the incident in 2002, where two students were ran over by U.S. military vehicle, the student and youth movement were successful in bringing down anti-U.S. military / imperialism struggle into the realm of people's struggle. Students and youth and the grassroots organizations came together and united under the umbrella organization of called Korean People's Solidarity, which expected to play a pivotal role in South Korean National Democratic Movement in the future. The differentiating factor in South Korean National Democratic Movement from National Democratic Movement elsewhere is the fact that movement is taking place in the reality of the division of the nation. The division is the most difficult stumbling block that deters National Democratic Movement of South and Socialist Revolution in North. Because of the division, National Democratic Movement of South and Socialist Revolution of the North go through a complex and very winding processes. Hence, National Democratic Movement of South Korea carries, in addition to national liberation, people's democracy, the task of reunification. Reunification is really more than uniting of the people, separated families, exchanging and sharing of the natural and human resources, but a step toward ultimate national liberation, genuine democracy, the sovereignty and the rights of self-determination for the all people of Korea. Thank you.
Thank you, Don from CKR.